Epale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló.
Órale, the onda this week is tartamocho. It's a portmanteau, a word made up of two other words. In this case, the two base words are tartamudo, stutterer, and mocho, cut off or incomplete. Together, they mean something said or done completely wrong. The idea presented in the term is that of someone who stutters through a story and then misses key points of it. As he was walking to La Buena Bakery to coffee with Meche, his childhood near girlfriend, one morning, Boy was struck by a bad memory. It was an embarrassing event he initiated in the seventh grade that went bad despite a lot of planning and practice. The implosion occurred only in the presence of Meche, but he felt embarrassed because she quickly pointed out how a pendeja idea it was. The idea was to repeat a romantic dialogue he saw on TV to a girl from Spanish class he wanted to impress. The spiel was from a detective who caught the eye of a woman librarian as he was researching something related to a case he was working. The librarian had helped him catch a clue he'd missed. As the detective was leaving, he gave the librarian a long, facetious thank you on his and all humanity's behalf. The point was subtle, but a come on packaged in a sincere thanks and praise. I can't say much about it right now, but perhaps after I'm done saving the world, I'll come back and talk about it over cocktails, the detective told the librarian in a deadpan tone and half-smile. The librarian's face beamed. The scene impressed Boy. The entire dialogue replayed repeatedly in his mind. The next day, he called out Meche in the hallway to practice it in front of her. It's stupid, Boy, Meche interrupted him right after he said, save the world. But wait, Boy tried to say. Who are you going to say it to? Meche asked, holding back her laughter. Never mind, said Boy. You say that to anybody in school and everybody will be making fun of you, Meche warned. No, it's a clever pickup line, Boy asked. It's a menso pickup line, Meche responded laughingly. Boy walked away and never tried it out. Many years and a college degree later, Boy felt more certain that the dialogue would have been a hit. He thought he'd ask Meche if she felt differently about it now. Oh, I never forgot. Still laugh about it, Meche said. Laugh por qué, Boy asked. Because you said you were going to save the world, she said. Chale, it's an expression, a pickup line from a TV show. Wacha, I have it on my phone, Boy said, pulling out his cell phone and searching the old clip. After I'm done saving the world, I'll come back, said the detective to the librarian. Oh, that's a pretty clever line. It would have been a hit, said Meche. But back then you said it was stupid, protested Boy. Pues you said it so tartamoche that it sounded like a mamon Superman telling somebody, I'm gonna blast off y save the pinche world, Meche mocked him. Boy looked up and shook his head. Now you tell me, he said.
Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at caló@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ahí te guacho.